A children's party game, played by adults. Quick. How many different children's party games can you recall? Ever play the one called Gossip? This description of it will amuse you all over again. If no, you may catch up on loads of fun and gain some valuable insight, to boot. With the children lined up single file, an adult leader explains the two rules and the objectives. The important thing is, A, to listen very carefully, so that you will be able, B, to whisper the message accurately to the next person in line. Then, from the last player in line, we'll learn how well you've all listened and how accurately you've delivered the original message, as a team. After reading the short written message, the first player gives it back to the game leader and the game begins. More players mean longer games. Longer games always yield hilarious distortions of the original messages. Remember that, please, and this, too. Throughout most of the 2,000 years since Jesus walked here, literacy was the exception. Today, it's the civilized norm. Still, though, millions of believers trust experts to interpret scripture for them, as if they can't read with understanding. The people they trust with all their hearts, their preachers, trust denominational theologians. Those theologians hold one another accountable to, well, their respectively franchised what we believe platforms. What could have possibly gone wrong with that scenario over a period of 2,000 years? Suffice it to say that Satan is surely ecstatic. The gates of hell have observably prevailed against the visible church. Thank you for listening to this micro shorts memo. It's from the Link One Bible Research Team of Bible Explorers Club, LLC. To access the text for this, along with roughly 100 other really short Bible-related memos like it, you may visit www.linkone.info/microshorts. You will find a lot more of value on that website too. So visit often, and explore. Got questions? Just click on the contact tab at www.linkone.info.